Oh, here's a, you got sodomy laws in Texas. Do you know that? Do you know that sodomy is illegal right here in the free country of the United States of America? You can't, in your privacy of your own home, you can't go fucking rub one out on his face. Huh? Oral sex, yeah. Sodomy technically is not just butt fucking before you pass judgment. Sodomy is technically any type of sexual act that is not meant for procreation. And I know that because it was posted over my bed in a hotel room in Chattanooga, Tennessee. There's a Bible and a flashing red light next to it. Chattanooga's so behind the times, you can't even get AIDS there yet. They busted, listen to this, they busted two guys, this is about 18 months ago, in Harris County, Texas, outside of Houston, butt-fucking, two guys butt-fucking in the privacy of their own home. This is, do you know this story, anyone? This is a true story. There's two butt fuckers, thank you. Two butt fuckers, here's a story. And they're butt fucking in the privacy of their own home. And there's a third butt fucker. This is the twist to the story. There was a third butt fucker on a grassy knoll or something. There's a third butt fucker who used to butt fuck one of the butt fuckers who's now butt fucking someone new in the butt in the privacy of his own home, but he knows he's butt fucking someone new, so he gets all cheesed off and jealous, as people often do, and to interrupt the butt fucking, he calls 911. This is a true story. He is all sneaky, dials 911, and he reports a burglary going on at that address. Which there kind of was, all right. Yeah, there's a little breaking and entering of some kind going on in there, but who gives a shit? That's their business. But cops, or again, as we call them, heroes show up, kicking the door, boom, found them butt-fucking, no burglary, just the butt-fucking. They arrested them under sodomy laws, they convicted them, and an appeals court upheld the conviction and the law in March of 2001, before September 11th. So they couldn't even hype it as terrorist-related butt-fucking to get all the sheep jumping on the party line. Fuck, when you consider the rampant overpopulation in this country, when you consider the natural resources that are getting pissed away, like draft beer at a frat party, the fucking rolling blackouts and gas $5 a gallon, homosexuality is completely underrated in this society. Seriously. You know a homo, send that guy a cocktail, man. Next time you get a good parking space downtown, send a homo a drink and say, thanks, brother. That's the guy who didn't spit out 9 ugly fucking kids in a parking there now. Next time you get to work on time, send a lesbian a bouquet of flowers and say, thanks, girly. That's the chick who didn't spit out more unnecessary youth to make traffic even fucking worse. You got kids, you get to pre-board the airplane, teabag me. You wait till last. You're part of the problem, whore. You let that homo pre-board. You wear a rubber or get a bus pass. Fucking selfish prick. And this is what pisses me off, is if you go have the 9 kids or whatever, and you put them in the biggest gas-chugging SUV your corporation can afford, and you tool them around the neighborhood at $5 a gallon, and fuck all to the environment. They're gonna go play soccer. It comes out of my check. That's what pisses me off. The more kids you have, the more tax breaks you get, and you're encouraged to procreate, and you pre-board, and people look at your ugly little pictures, and they hold the door for you, and it comes out of my check. I didn't do a goddamn thing. I blow a load in a girl's hair out of respect for the environment and Mother Nature. And not only do I have to pay for your goddamn schools, then I have to drive past a fucking school at 15 miles an hour on my way home to go jack off and watch The Simpsons, because you're not even at the school to get shithead across the street. Your kids shouldn't affect my life, but they do everywhere you look. Everyone's dancing around to protect your fucking stupid kids. I gotta pay for HBO just to hear a comedian say, fuck, to protect your children. $60 a month out of my pocket to protect your kids. I'm gonna sit there like a mongoloid with a childproof lighter trying to light my cigarette when I'm drunk to protect your kids. Why is it that I get into a taxi cab at 2:30 in the morning because I'm drunk and and I want to go moon sorority girls because I got issues that go years back. And I can't even moon a sorority girl because the taxi cab window only goes down halfway because it's a child safety window, which completely eclipses the whole hangy turkey neck part of the moon. Why even moon a sorority girl if they can't see the swingy egg bag part of it? I'm out $6 on a cab ride because you had to have another baby because you don't want to mow your own lawn when you're 50 and you didn't make captain of the football team and you want to see what you'd look like if you didn't eat so much cake.